Brian Finn is back with more business news.
Gavin, thank you. September can traditionally be a brutal month for financial markets. Stocks and bonds have typically suffered losses as traders reassess their portfolios after the summer break. Aidan Donnelly, head of equities with Davy, is on the line. This September is shaping up to be an interesting month at the very least. Aidan, it follows a pretty brutal August, which ended on a high note. But what are we expecting now for the next few weeks ahead?
Well, I think the big question is going to be around interest rates, and particularly in the US. We've obviously got a US Federal Reserve meeting coming up. The market has priced in 4 interest rate cuts between now and the end of the year, which looks a little bit optimistic when you think of the economic data that's out there and the fact that inflation really hasn't gone completely away from the Fed's perspective. So if you think about it, they only have 3 meetings between now and the end of the year, and one of those meetings is 2 days after the presidential election, so they're unlikely to do anything at that one. So when you balance it all out, try to get 100 basis points or 1% of interest rate cuts between now and the end of the year, just I'm not sure how they're going to get it, because certainly given the fact that the September meeting, which is probably looking as if they're going to be the first meeting where they will cut interest rates, it's unlikely that their first cut would be 50 basis points or 0.5%, unless there's serious problems with the economy. And as I said, the economic data has been kind of mixed. There's been some very positives and some negatives. Everybody will probably look at the employment data that's out this Friday, because it's going to be the one, I suppose, really big one ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting.
That thought struck me, all right, 3 meetings, 4 rate cuts, square that circle. So what the markets potentially are talking about is 2 rate cuts, so 0.5% at each of 2 meetings, perhaps. Is that likely? You say September, probably not.
Probably not. You know, given the fact that it's the first move that the Federal Reserve are going to make, it would be unusual unless there was a serious concern about the economy or a threat of recession that they would go the first move being a 0.5%. They typically go in much more gradual pace. So if they only do 25 basis points or a quarter point in September, and they can't really do anything around the election, it means, you know, to get the market right, needs to be, you know, 0.75% in December, and I just don't think that's likely. And again, if it does happen, it probably tells you that, you know, they're very, very worried about a recession, and therefore that may not be great for equity markets either.
Yeah, because that threat of recession appears to have receded. A soft landing of sorts is expected now. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think there's definitely pockets of weakness in the economy in the US. We've seen it in terms of the low-income consumer, and more generally, I think, in the consumer, we've seen a little bit of just dampened down retail activity by the consumers in general. On the corporate side of it remains still very good, but you know, a lot of that is predicated on, you know, issues like the wider global economy continuing to do okay, and again there the music is a little bit more mixed.
So you've got an economy that's looking okay, and interest rate cuts ahead. So that's a game on for a good few months on stock markets. What could throw that off course?
Well, I suppose given the fact that you could see that interest rate increases don't come through as much as they had been anticipated, or the reason why the interest rates are cutting, I think that's probably more important. If the Fed are cutting because inflation has become well-behaved and they're able to manage it and things like that, the market won't mind interest rates being cut in that regard. But if interest rates are cut because there's a real fear of a recession and the Fed are saying that by cutting the interest rates, well then that's obviously that's going to cause a problem for equity markets.
More importantly for us, another cut in September. How many more out to the end of the year from the ECB?
Well, again, the ECB is the markets are pricing in potentially two cuts from the ECB between now and the end of the year. Again, I suppose on the inflation side of it, things haven't improved as much as they would probably like to see it, particularly in terms of productivity, labour productivity, and things like that. So there's still a lot of wage inflation pressure coming through in the economy, and the ECB are going to be very cognizant of that, and will want to keep an eye on it. So they won't necessarily want to stoke that too much. But unfortunately, on the flip side of it is they have an economy that is, you know, not growing at all, really, and is stagnating, and they need to do something about reigniting or reaccelerating that growth.
Aidan Donnelly of Davy, thank you very much.